Welcome to the Dinner Then Dessert podcast. Today we're discussing easy broccoli salad. Broccoli salad is an easy summer salad with raisins, bacon, and sunflower seeds for your barbecues, picnics, and summer potlucks that can sit without wilting. That's pretty important as the summer starts to heat up. You don't want to have lettuce salad sitting out in the sun. Broccoli is a nice hearty green, so it's a great salad vegetable option that you can dress a little bit ahead of time and not have to worry about the salad sitting out longer and getting a little bit too wilted for people to enjoy. There's always a potluck going on in the summertime, and we have perfect recipes that you can pack, like coleslaw, macaroni salad, crab salad, baked beans. There's a lot of really wonderful summer ideas that you can find on dinnerthendessert.com, so I suggest heading over there and checking out all the fun summer and easy side options that we have. Broccoli salad is actually one of my go-to cold salad side dish recipes, right next to my favorite potato salad, which you can also find on Dinner Then Dessert. It's made with fresh broccoli, not cooked, red onion, raisins, and sunflower seeds mixed with mayonnaise and topped with crispy crumbled bacon. Broccoli salad is quick and you'll enjoy it all summer long and even get the kids to enjoy eating raw broccoli. It's one of the few recipes my kids will actually eat that has raw broccoli because most of the time they're only angling for the cooked variety. And this way you don't have to serve it with a side of ranch dressing. This broccoli salad actually needs almost no prep time and takes maybe 5 minutes to throw together. I like to refrigerate the salad because it tastes better cold and it gives all the flavors a chance to come together. If you want other great side dishes or potluck recipes, I have some more ways you can make broccoli salad. If you want, you can swap out your sunflower seeds for chopped pecans, walnuts, or almonds. I know some people are not a huge fan of sunflower seeds. It does have a pretty unique flavor, but almost everybody loves nuts. If you want, you can add in some chicken for a quick and easy filling lunch option. That would take this recipe up a notch and make it a complete meal. If you want, you can add in some lemon juice and some lemon zest to the dressing. You can easily swap out golden raisins for the regular variety or even dried cranberries. Some people like to add in poppy seeds. That's a really great option for your creamy dressing as well. If you don't like raisins, you can also substitute red grapes cut in half, which is, of course, raisins, just not dehydrated. But some people love the flavor of grapes instead of raisins. You can use regular onion instead of red onion for a stronger flavor, or no onion at all. You can mix in half cauliflower and half broccoli for another spin on this recipe. The only thing is I suggest making sure you don't use any sort of cooked variety. You want to make sure this is a nice crunchy salad. Can you make this broccoli salad ahead? Yes, absolutely. This broccoli salad and flavor gets even better making it ahead. I usually like to make it a day ahead of time before actually serving it. That's one of the best things about it. Since there's no greens that are going to wilt, you can make it ahead and not have any issues at all. Plus, getting people to eat broccoli that's raw is not a challenge when you're making this salad. How long will it keep? I get that question a lot. It will keep for about 3 to 4 days when it's in a tightly sealed container in the refrigerator. I don't recommend freezing it because mayonnaise is not an ingredient that I freeze. And also, broccoli will have a much different texture if you freeze it. What to serve with broccoli salad? Again, this is a side dish that's best enjoyed in the summer or in the spring with any of your favorite proteins. I like to serve it with pulled pork, pulled chicken, ribeye steak, sometimes even a pot roast. If you want to make it a weeknight meal side, you can serve it with sloppy joes, your favorite sandwiches. It's really just as easy as swapping out anywhere where you would have a regular salad for this broccoli salad. And you don't have to serve it with the bacon included. If you're a vegetarian, you can leave the bacon out with no issues. Let's go over some tips for making this broccoli salad. You can use apple cider vinegar or red wine vinegar instead of the white vinegar if that's what you have, with no issues whatsoever. Either one is going to work. Apple cider vinegar is going to have a slightly different flavor than the white vinegar. Just be prepared for that. It's a little bit sweeter. This salad comes together in just 5 minutes if you buy pre-crumbled bacon. If you do, just be sure to microwave it for about 5 to 10 seconds on a paper towel to crisp it back up. You can also add about a half a cup of shredded cheddar to this salad for a different variation, or if you have a block of cheese, I sometimes just cut that into tiny little cubes. This is a naturally gluten-free and low-carb dish. You can also make this low-fat by swapping some of the mayonnaise for either light mayo or plain Greek yogurt or a mixture of mayonnaise and Greek yogurt and using turkey bacon instead of regular. You can also make this more creamy by mixing it with half sour cream and half mayonnaise. You can make this broccoli salad even faster if you buy pre-cut vegetables and whisk together the dressing the night before. Again, I don't recommend using any sort of frozen broccoli for this broccoli salad because it's already blanched before it's frozen, and frozen broccoli has a much different texture, so you won't get that same crunch that you get from fresh broccoli. Chop the onions faster if you want because you can pulse it in a food processor, but the texture will be different. Make sure everything is cut into bite-sized pieces to make the broccoli salad look more uniform. Making everything bite-sized will also make it easier to eat. And I find that if you use too much of the stalks, it might not be as appealing to little kids. They tend to like the florets more. And if you want this broccoli to have a little bit more crunch to it, I like to stir in some nuts right before serving because the broccoli itself is going to soften a little bit the longer that it sits in the dressing. So let's go over the recipe together. In a very large bowl, you're going to mix 3/4 cup mayonnaise, 1/4 cup white sugar, 2 tablespoons of white vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/8 teaspoon black pepper. You're going to add in the broccoli, which is 6 cups of broccoli that's cut into very small florets, 1/2 red onion that's finely chopped, and 1 cup of raisins into the bowl and mix. Top it with 1/2 pound of bacon that's been cooked and crumbled, and 1/4 cup of sunflower seeds and mix. Leave it in the refrigerator for at least an hour, preferably 2 hours, or like me, make it the day before. I hope you've enjoyed this recipe. If you do make it, be sure to leave a comment on the website. Let me know how it turned out or if you have any questions. If you've taken pictures of it and you want to share it on social media, like on Facebook or on Instagram, be sure to tag us at #dinnerthendessert. Let me know how it turned out, how you enjoyed it. Love to hear from you guys. Thanks so much. Bye.